Database normalization refers to sequential approach of organizing data to eliminate redundancy and to ensure database integrity. In this chapter, we shall first see what problems we face when we have redundant data in our database. Then we will see how database normalization helps us eliminate database redundancy and ensure database integrity. Data redundancy problem. In simplest words, data redundancy means data duplication. In this section, we study the issue with redundant data with the help of an example. Take a look at the following table that stores records of employees. This table is not normalized and contains redundant data. Patient name, patient age, patient gender, department name, department head, number of beds. Jane, 45, female, cardiology. Dr. James, 100. Mark, 54, male, pathology. Dr. Elia, 150. Alan, 65, male, cardiology. Dr. James, 100. Royce, 21, male, pathology. Dr. Elia, 150. Elizabeth, 27, female, cardiology. Dr. James, 100. This table has 6 columns. The first 3 columns contain patient's information, i.e. name, age, and gender. The last 3 columns contain information about the department where patients are admitted. These columns are dep name, dep head, and number of beds. If you look at the records, you will find that patients Jane, Alan, and Elizabeth have the same values for the department name, head, and number of beds. This means that we have redundant data for Jane, Alan, and Elizabeth. Similarly, Mark and Alan are admitted in the pathology department. Therefore, these 2 patients also have redundant data for dep name, dep head, and number of beds columns. Data redundancy leads to the following issues. 1. Space wastage. In the above table, there were only 3 patients with redundant values for dep name, dep head, and number of beds columns. However, in real-world databases, there can be tens of thousands of patients that are admitted in one department,